Hello everyone. Today I will be talking about another instrument, and in fact this will be about none other than me, because I learned how to play saxophone. So I will be talking about saxophone today. I'm not sure what specifics, but I will play you a few songs, and yeah. I will also be telling you what genres of music saxophone plays and why I am starting saxophone. Why am I playing saxophone, actually? Welcome back, guys. Right now I'll be showing you, or actually telling you, how to put together your saxophone. So first, you want to take out your reed, which is the small piece of wood. Usually you would get a case with it, probably, but put it in your mouth, kind of moisten it up with your spit. Then you have the mouthpiece. It's a little black thing with a little black thing that goes on the end of the saxophone, and it has a golden thing that you put on it with two screws on it. So you're gonna wanna put the flat side of the reed on to the flat side of your mouthpiece. And then you're gonna want to put on the golden piece. Well, first you need to take off the golden piece to the black mouthpiece. Put it on over the reed, then make sure it's tight by using the two screws. Next, what you're gonna want to do, your saxophone might have came with cork grease, which it looks kind of like chapstick, except it's very different. It looks kind of like chapstick, and you open it up. And there's this cork-like looking on the end of your neck, which is the next piece we're talking about right now. It's hard to describe it, like, it has no keys on it, and it's the very top that's kind of, like, curved. So you're gonna wanna put it, rub it on all sides of the cork. That's why it's called cork grease. Close it, make sure it's secure so that it won't dry out or anything. And you're next gonna wanna put the mouthpiece, slip it onto the cork. Not slip, but like twist it if you have to. The cork grease makes it easier to put it on, that's why. And once you're done, how you blow into the saxophone mouthpiece, you want to put your lip on the bottom, put your lip over your teeth on the bottom, and then your teeth, and then your lip in front on the top. So basically, the top is normal, like teeth first, then lip, and then the bottom is the opposite, where teeth and then lip on top of the teeth, with the kind of like the back of your lip on it. And with only the neck and the mouthpiece, it'll make a sound like this. Very, very, very loud. But the saxophone is a very loud instrument. But after that, you might want, the next thing you want to do is putting your neck on your saxophone. Again, you don't have to have a saxophone to listen to this episode. I'm just showing anyone who has a saxophone or wants to play a saxophone how to put it together. And I also tell you a few basic chords, I think. No, not chords. That's for like ukulele and stuff. But I think it's, yeah, no, it's not so stupid. I didn't remember it, but you put it on the top, which is pretty obvious to see where it is. And there's screws on the sides. You screw it in, make sure it's tight, You might notice that the saxophone is extremely heavy and hard to lift. So your saxophone will come with a neck piece, a neck strap, where there's a hook at the end, kind of in the middle of your saxophone. There is a little loop, and you're gonna want to hook it there. So it stays there, and put it around your head. I like playing saxophone with a hoodie on because it kind of protects it from your neck, because not all neck straps are very cushioned. Then you're gonna want to adjust it up to where you don't have to hold it up to yourself. The neck strap doesn't work for you. And the saxophone sounds like this. And you might hear from some songs, it's kind of like it's for jazz songs, actually. There are many types of saxophones. Actually, not many, but I know two more saxophones. There's the, I think, alto saxophone. Wait, no, that's the one that I'm doing. There's a bass saxophone. And then I forget the other one, but it's a high saxophone. And they look really weird. But this is the alto saxophone I'm talking about, so you know. Since there's like three types that I know of. There's probably a lot more saxophones. But I'm going to play you with a song in the next segment. Warning, this segment might have a lot of squeaking. Well, maybe not a lot, because I'm decently good. But it will probably have some squeaking in it. But I will play Mary Had a Little Lamb, our Banshear, which you'll hear in a second. So first, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Banshear, which is kind of jazzy, I guess you could say. It's basically just jazz, I think. So don't judge me if it's not jazz. Today. I forgot I was going to talk about genre and different stuff like that. So the genre is obviously jazz, as I told you before. But I really love saxophone because it's loud. It's not too hard to play, actually. Many people will think there's so many keys, there's so much stuff to do. But once you get your hands in the right place, it's really easy, actually. But here's the thing is, I'm sorry, but I cannot tell you where the stuff is and how to put your keys on, stuff like that. Like I said before, I actually can't. I'm sorry I told you that I might tell you some notes, because I actually can't. I can't really tell you how to play this because you don't know what keys to press down what I'm talking about. But you'll have to watch a tutorial video. I might post one on our YouTube channel, the Indoor Tryhards. I'll see if that's even possible, because I think we might have just abandoned that channel. We're going to make a new one, though. It has not come out. It's called Backyard Blitzball and Other Stuff. It's about blitzball, one of my favorite sports. If you don't know what it is, you should search it up because it's really fun. I love baseball, too. And if you know what curve and movement is for baseball and pitching, it adds extra curve to it. And it's with a plastic ball and a plastic bat. But it's extremely fun. And we'll be doing a lot of different things, like buying the cheapest bat off of Amazon or something like that, and seeing its durability. But it will be an interesting channel, I can tell you that. And I'll be the editor. Me and my brother Johnny will be doing it, so, yeah, that's pretty much it, but yeah, that's how you play, how you put together your saxophone, and also a few songs that I like to play, and hopefully I can get out a tutorial sometime. I'll see you next time on the next episode, or maybe in another podcast episode in a different podcast that I have, which, I don't know if I told you about this yet, but it's called Circle of Gaming. We're going to be talking about all things game that I know about, and I'll be showing you a walkthrough of pretty much all of it. And that's that channel. I haven't gotten too many listeners on it, so I'm just hoping to get it as big as this podcast is, which it's. I have made so many episodes over the years. Actually, not years, maybe like months or something, because it's been pretty long. Not too long though. But yeah, that's Henry with the saxophone. MH out.